opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is House Only, Section 95, School Readiness Agreements. And there was an A18 amendment to this section distributed.
Representative Walker?
Yes, Madam. Get one. Yes, Madam Chair, this is fine.
You want to move adoption of the amendment?
I will move the adoption of the A118.
Let's just make sure that these funds get distributed proportionately across the different child care provider groups. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next is House Only, Section 96, the Family, Friend, and Neighbor Grant Program. It's my understanding that some funding is adopted for this program.
Madam Chair?
Representative Walker?
I'm sorry to go back. Ms. White, do we officially adopt Section 95?
Oh, I think no.
I think we did skip a step there. Thank you. You're more awake than some of us, I guess.
No, that was Representative Abler who had
rest.
Oh,
well, he got a night's sleep, so good. Somebody like that on the conference committee.
Our caucus is well rested, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, I would move on page 29, section 95 as amended.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is a House Only, Section 95, the Family, Friend, and Neighbor Grant Program. 96, sorry.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 96.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next is a House Only, Section 97. I have a question mark by this. Child Care Provider Study directs the Commissioner of Human Services to study the implications for provider availability and other implications of restricting state child care subsidies in accord with new state quality standards, and to publish the results by January 1st of 2010.
That's a result.
Madam Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I bet you I know Ms. White's question, and that would be, is there a fiscal implication with this provision?
Yes.
Madam Chair, it is my understanding if I just need to find the word. We just need to change the word funding to resources, and I just need to find, I'm sorry.
Maybe we could just have, if we could just have, yeah, maybe while you look for it, if we could have someone from the department come up so we could confirm this. We don't want to end up having a problem a little later on here. This is a child care study, and I understand that there are some private resources to do it, and I believe that's what Representative Walker is trying to change the language to do. But if we could just make sure that it then would make it budget neutral.
This is that one? Madam Chair, House Research actually let me know that I have an amendment.
We are so lucky to have so many good people. Maybe if you want to bring the amendment up to the table also.
Yes. I was wondering. That's what best you remembered. And Madam Chair, I do have an all amendment to the amendment. And that's why I couldn't find what I was looking for.
Okay, Representative Walker, do you want to change the amendment with your oral
Please,
addition?
Madam Chair. Thank you. On line 1.3, delete funds and insert resources. And I'd like to incorporate that.
That will be incorporated into the amendment. Now, before we adopt the amendment, do you have a copy of the amendment?
Yes, I do, Madam Chair.
And do you agree that with this change and this amendment to this language that it would have no need for fiscal resources for the department?
That's correct, Madam Chair, members.
And do you want to just state your name for the record?
My name is Steve Nelson. I'm with the Budget Office of Children and Family Services in the Department of Human Services.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nelson. Are there any questions? And Representative Walker moves her A-177 amendment as revised. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And Madam Chair, I would move Section 97 as amended.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, the next section is House Only, Section 98. And there's a language in Senate File 2190. It's related to the Runaway and Homeless Youth Act. The Commissioner of Human Services is directed to issue an RFP for a firm to monitor and evaluate programs receiving funding under the Runaway and Homeless Youth Act. There's identical language in the Senate rider.
Okay to do this one? Okay.
Madam Chair, I'd move Section 98 of the House language on page 30.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is a Senate-only section, Article 2, Section 25. Prohibits the state from assessing penalties against counties if the state fails to meet the federal work participation requirements. And the state is penalized by a reduction in TANF.
Right, and this would be for the period of time from October 2006 to October 2007. That is the first period of time we would be measured, some of which has already passed.
Madam Chair, I would move Article 2, Section 25 of the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, I just want to confirm the repealers that have been adopted by the conference committee. The first is a House-only repealer of a child care subdivision. The language in this subdivision was replaced and put in a different part of the statute.
Ms. White, before we go through the repealers, there is one amendment that we have that would take out a repealer, and I think maybe we should take that amendment first. And that would be the A11 amendment. There is one repealer that has raised some concern on the part of the administration. So we have an amendment to take that repealer out.
Madam Chair, I would move the A-111 amendment.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair, what's that repealer then? Is this?
This is the performance penalty on the MFIP program.
And so we're not doing the repealer, but we're just changing the standard. Is that correct?
Changing the percentage a little
Great.
Bit.
Thank you.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Governor still won't.
Now we could go through the rest of the repealers, I believe, Ms. White.
Okay, the first is a house-only childcare subdivision, which was redundant. That's 119B.08, subdivision 4. The next is the SSI penalty of $125, the $50 housing penalty.
I don't believe that one should be repealed. We're modifying the amount in that one. So we would not be repealing the entire statute.
And it's changing the...
From $50 to $25.
I just think it's hilarious.
Okay. Can you instruct staff to do that, and I can insert it into the...
Madam Chair, I would instruct staff to make that correction.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next repealer is the MFIP for legal non-citizens, the continuation of MFIP for legal non-citizens. And the family cap is being repealed. And then an obsolete report in 256J.626, it's subdivision 9.
I believe all of those are correct.
Madam Chair, I would move those repealers.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, just to point out as we move along, I'll just offer thoughts. Sort of Albania-like, just having fixed the one, I think there's still some other concerns that you may hear about later about some of those repealers, but just to remind you. Shocking news. That's not a shocking announcement, Madam Chair. Just,
well, Representative Abler, we're doing the best we can.
I know, and I think that's noted.
And, Madam Chair, and what was the announcement? I still didn't hear it on this side.
There is some difficulty that people aren't always aware of from people on the sides of the table being able to hear each other. I don't understand it because I can hear everybody fine. But so just try and kind of lean close to your microphone, I guess. Did you want to repeat your...
Well, no, just, well, Madam Chair, I've been trying, and I'm still trying, to move us toward a bill that we're going to be able to go home about. And I'm just reminding all members that even though there was a significant movement on one of those repealers, that there's other repealers that are still controversial to a person who resides on the same floor of this building. That's all. Or works on the same floor of this building. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. Shall we move on?
It doesn't invite me.
Does that complete this article?
Yes.
Members, I believe then that this completes the article. Representative Walker.
Madam Chair, thank you. I believe
no, we had one
Representative Clark is not ready to. Are you ready?
No, Madam Chair, I think we need to wait. I've asked Council to draft us up an amendment that we can actually look at when we come back, because it depends on the actual funding. It has to do with changing the percentage, the money that is available to do an evaluation, and I want to wait and see what we actually have before we do that. So that amendment will be drafted so we can actually look at it when we come back.
All right, so we'll set this article aside then.
Madam Chair, if I can just offer a comment from me.
There
was an amendment that was drafted on behalf of the counties that's not being offered and is not going to be accepted if it were offered. Just as we've done a lot of, if this article becomes law, there's a lot of new things that are done here and some changes that are considerable. And just to express them to the part of the counties, if some of them are concerned this may be, the resources that are offered may not be sufficient to accomplish what's there, just as a thought for later on if it comes up. So I'm only bringing that forward now. I'm not offering any amendment. I'm just bringing the thought. And there's a lot of uncertainty about how this would be implemented. And I know there's a ways to go in. That's all.
Well, Representative Abler, some of the portions are not are not being implemented immediately, so,
right.
You know. Right, and Representative Abler, just to also let you know, when the tracking sheet is finished and is presented, there are additional resources in this bill being provided to the counties.
Yeah. And Madam Chair, just one thing else. You don't have the privilege or the burden, whichever it is, of serving with me on the House committees. I often offer that same comment along the way with various county impacts. So just I have a certain role I have to maintain here, and I kind of like it. So thank you.
Okay. Well, I thought you might not have been aware of those additional resources being provided to the counties.
I appreciate those. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. We'll set this aside then, and we'll go then to... So we're moving then to Article 5.
Madam Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just so that you're aware, we could do all of the pieces except for two of the pieces, which, and I'm not sure if you want to move the article or not. I still haven't had the chance to really digress. I believe I'm going to be okay with the amendment that we're offering to the integrated services. I just need to be in a room. I need to do it when we come back from the break. I need to be in a room where there aren't people, so I can have my brain cells work well. And and also...
dogs would be fine.
I believe we'll be ready to adopt the housing piece of it when we come back.
There are some other pieces.
But the other pieces we're ready to adopt.
Okay.
Madam Chair and members... House Article 5, Senate Article 6, the mental health article. Senate only, Section 1, is a non-money issue that is still open. It requires the Commissioner of Administration to ensure that a portion of all janitorial service contracts awarded by the state be for rehabilitation programs and extended employment providers.
Madam Chair, I would move that on page 2 of Article 5, the side-by-side, that we adopt Section 1 of the Senate language.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair?
This was some work the Senate did to improve the governor's mental health bill a little bit by making sure we have more employment for people with mental illness in our bill.
Was there some talk about including DTNH with that, or is that already covered, or is that not necessary, or is that not something you want to do?
Representative Abler, the intention of this is to provide more supported employment for people with mental illness. We really feel that there is quite a shortage in that area.
All right.
This does model a federal program and is like things done in other states.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is a Senate-only section, a non-money provision. It extends the sunset to July 1st of 2009 to allow certain mental health providers to provide integrated dual diagnosis treatment.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 2 of the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
House only, Section 1 is a non-money policy issue. It expands the definition of mental illness to include a person with serious and persistent mental illness who has been treated by a crisis team two or more times within the preceding 24 months.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 1 of the House language in Article 5.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, one issue that does not appear on the staff side-by-side was an amendment, a House amendment, that was adopted but not included in the omnibus bill related to community support services. It was the A-145 amendment. I'm not sure what the status of that is.
Madam Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. White, if we can deal with that when we come back. And just to let you know, the amendment that I was referring to deals with Section 5, and so that, I think, should wait so we can amend it with the agreed-upon language.
Okay. So we'll put that on hold for now. Come back to it.
And we'll put the Senate-only Section 5 on hold. Then we go to page 6, House-only provision, Section 7. It's my understanding this is a non-money issue, and this has been already amended by the conference committee related to mental health training for foster care providers. Requires the providers to complete 2 hours of training, and the amendment clarified that it's for non-emergency placements.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 7 of the House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is related to the county portion for cost of care. According to the tracking, it shows that the Senate language related to this is being adopted.
Madam Chair, I would move Section 9 of the Senate language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
Madam Chair, Section 10 is a Senate-only section. Provides that the county is not liable for 10% of the cost of care under this section. I had a discussion with Department of Human Services staff, and they indicated that this section seems to be redundant. It's already taken care of.
Could you just show us where the language is elsewhere then to make sure everyone's comfortable with that?
Well, I think what it does is it has to do with the county cost, share the county cost when the people are in regional treatment centers, and I think it's taken care of in the previous section that we just adopted. That's my understanding.
Section 10 is side.
Well, maybe we could turn to that section and find the language.
Sure, 12. Yeah.
Maybe someone from the department could come to the table and help us with this.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Don Allen with the Department of Human Services. The language in Senate Section 10 does bring together current policy from other sections. It's kind of scattered about in statute, but this does bring it together in one place. Some of the provisions related to county share of costs for forensic populations, for instance, are located moreover in statutes around the area of the Commitment Act in the statute books.
Mr. Allen, would there be any harm then in adopting this language?
Not that I can see.
All right, then I think perhaps everyone would feel more comfortable if we did adopt it.
Madam Chair, I would move that we adopt Section 10 of the Senate language in Article 6.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? The motion is adopted.
And, Madam Chair, the next issue is on page...
Madam Chair, we're under a call of the House.
Okay. We'll be in a brief recess then.
What are we going to vote on?
Why is there a call of the House on the job?